hid the last page. I didn't even look. I think I locked it in a cage. Wrote a novel, 'cause everybody likes to read a novel. It started with a word, and it started pretty well, about a rare and fragile bird that I couldn't even spell on the table. I think I left it on the table. I found the last page in the sky, cold and sweet like an apple. I found you, and now the story has its proper end. Be mine. I haven't felt this alive in a long time. All the streets are warm today. Hey, read the signs. I haven't been this alive in a long time. The sun is up, the sun will stay.
That's Manchester. That's the name of the song, not the place. It's by Kishi Bashi, who performed at the Mission Folk Festival this year. That release came out in 2012. How are you doing? I'm Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on the show, and I have got some really great music for you. It's Empanadas Ilegales, and this is Chicara, a song that they performed on the main stage in Mission, BC, and had the crowd dancing like crazy. I hope you enjoy it. Here it is on the jukebox.
Thank you.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Salty dog, candy man, salty dog. If you can't be my candy man, you can't be my salty dog. Candy man, Santa Claus, candy man, Santa Claus, candy man, Santa Claus. If you can't be my candy man, you can't see my Santa Claus. Little red light, little green light, little red light, little green light, little red light, little green light. Stop on the red and go on the green, don't mess with me, stand between. Baby, some beer. Run, get the pitcher, get the baby some beer. Run, get the pitcher, get my baby some beer. Run, get the pitcher, get. Run, get the pitcher, get my baby some beer. Run, get the pitcher, get my baby some beer. I wish I was in New Orleans, just sitting on the candy store. Big leg out up, 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 big leg out up. I love them big leg gals, God knows I do. Candy man, salty dog, candy man, Santa Claus, candy man, battening hall. I'd give anything in this God Almighty world to just get that candy man home.
Taylor here, and you're listening to The Jukebox. That's Jerome Blind Boy Paxton. And that's from music from the American Epic Sessions. You just heard Candyman right here on The Jukebox. He was at the Mission Folk Festival 2024. So alumni, we're playing some alumni as well. Very cool stuff. That is Francophone Indigenous singer Shawit. And we also have something from Denisha coming up on the show, a song called All the Sweet Tea. Kaylee Jade also from her album Turpentine, which I was so honored to be a part of. I got to sing one of the backing vocals on one of the tracks on that album. I'm going to play another one called Ego. And Minuscule from their album Great, which came out last year. Lukewarm Love. They did an incredible acoustic version of the song Seeds. And I got to see that. They shared that on their Instagram. It really touched my heart. So thank you to the folks from Minuscule. They were great on the main stage at Mission Folk Festival. And here they are on The Jukebox.
Thank you. the monster to seed me with doubt. But it can't be without. Just wanna grow taller, not outrun forefathers who burned their house. Just mine.
My heart proved more fragile.
For the human race, Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
Time is ticking like it always does. It flies right by, right over us. There is nothing you can do to quell, to stop that girl from running. Comes to dry up all the rain, all the mountain peaks in Colorado, they're waiting there, calling out our name. But I've been missing is your tender touch, 'cause if I've got you, then I have enough. Thank you.
quotation.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
You are now tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Want to know more about the channel? Find us online at cjsf.ca.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. In 2020, Hurricane Sally barreled ashore in Alabama, damaging thousands of homes. But some people's houses fared better than their neighbors. In Alabama, a program funded by insurance companies pays for homeowners in coastal counties to retrofit their homes to what's called the fortified roof standard. Improvements include sealing the roof deck to minimize water intrusion and attaching the roof to the walls with stronger nails.
And that keeps the roof boards from being pulled off from the rafters.
Lars Powell is at the Center for Risk and Insurance Research at the University of Alabama. In a recent study, his team analyzed thousands of claims to see how effective these improvements turned out to be in a real storm situation.
Hurricane Sally was really the first time that a large, strong storm hit a critical mass of fortified homes.
They found that meeting the fortified roof standard reduced claim frequency by 56%. And for those fortified homes that were damaged, the losses were less costly on average. It shows that as climate change brings more extreme storms, investments in strengthening homes can pay off for homeowners and the insurance industry. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.